Now let's see now. Add a pinch of salt and a pinch of pepper and 2 pinches of oregano. Oh, another pinch won't hurt. That doesn't.
That's Italian, huh, Mom?
That's right, baby. Anything that gets that many pinches has got to be Italian.
Hi, Willona. Hi, Penny.
Hi, baby. Hi.
Ooh, that sure does smell good. What you cooking?
Oh, instant chicken cacciatore.
Instant? How do you do it?
First, I start with a bucket of chicken. Can't get more instant than that. And then I Italiano it up.
How do you do that? Get Frank Sinatra to punch out the chicken?
Oh, stop. Let's see now. A couple more pinches of oregano wouldn't hurt, would it?
Hey, come on.
Where's Keith and Thelma? Are they in their cacciatore?
Oh, don't be funny. Keith is looking for a job, and Thelma's filling in for me at the boutique. Speaking of Italian, here comes Mr. Spaghetti.
Call Walter Cronkite and get the scoop, because the Ebony Prince has got the poop. Keith, Thelma, get on out of there. Come on out here.
You're not back yet. What's...
Where's Mom? Mom!
Hey, now you know Mom's out of town visiting her cousin.
Oh, yeah.
What's the scoop?
Well, Willona, I saw this horrible accident.
JJ, did you look in the mirror again?
Michael, remember, you're the youngest, so any good looks you inherited are my leftovers. Willona, I saw this horrible accident between 2 cars.
So what?
Michael, don't you get it? That makes me the only eyewitness, the official Juji Fuji.
What happened, JJ?
Now, hold it, JJ. I don't want Penny hearing about any vicious, gory accidents.
Oh, no, Willona, it wasn't vicious or gory. It's one of them G-rated accidents. Something the whole family can enjoy.
Oh. All right, JJ. How did it happen?
Well, Michael, I was on Michigan Avenue buying some art supplies when my eyes espy out the window this lady in this big pink Cadillac wants to play demolition derby with this taxi cab. First, she put out a hand to make a right. Then she put out a hand to make a left. Then she put out both hands and went through the red light.
She shouldn't even be allowed on the road.
Michael, she wasn't on the road. She was on the sidewalk. Then she made an illegal U-turn, came around and nailed the cab broadside.
Did you see who she was?
Nah, Willona, it's too dark. Besides, I was too busy giving my name to the police, since I'm going to be the only non-compos mentis witness. You know, this is going to cost the Windy City Cab Company a pretty penny if they want my testimony.
JJ, witnesses can't be paid.
Well, this one can. And give me one good reason why I can't.
JJ, if you pay somebody for their testimony, you can get them to say anything. It's unfair, unreliable, unethical, and it would totally destroy our whole legal system.
Michael, stop being picky.
JJ, witnesses do get reimbursed for loss of expenses and loss of income.
Ah! I wonder how much I get reimbursed for my loss of expenses and my loss of income.
JJ, look at it this way, brother. You have no steady job. Your art classes don't bring you in any income, therefore forcing you to have no expenses. When I add that together, you got a net of 0.
Forget about the net. Just give me the gross.
I'm looking at the gross.
Gramps, I need some more oregano for the chicken. Go to the store for me?
Sure thing, Mom.
Keep the change.
All right. Excuse me, Brother Jay. Are you spying again?
I'm not spying, man. I'm sniffing. You know, I've had a complaint about the strong food smells coming from this apartment.
Oh, yeah? Who's complaining?
Me? I haven't been offered any.
Give your nose a cold shower. I haven't got enough chicken cacciatore for you, honey.
Oh, come on, Miss Woods. Miss Woods, you got enough food in there to feed the entire Italian Navy.
You got enough fat in there to sink the entire Navy.
How about that? Give me that wing. Give me that wing.
No.
Give me that drumstick. No. I need something to take the trip down in the elevator. Look at that. I'm shaking. I got chicken withdrawal.
I guess that's why I saw you at the Colonel licking fingers that weren't yours.
Look, if they bury you, it's gonna be in that big bucket in the sky.
No chicken, huh?
Ah, come on. Here's a wing. Take it and fly away.
That's delicious. Needs a little more oregano. Jerry Luna means a matter of my money.
That's why Booker can't lose no weight. He eats anything that's not nailed down.
Yeah, whenever he goes out of town, they have to weigh him on a truck scale. Twice he got charged for overloading.
Hey, what's happening in the little black house on the prairie?
It's sweet daddy.
What are you doing here, you overdressed peacock?
Peacock, woman, please. These are my morning clothes. Sweet daddy just came from a funeral.
Well, yeah, whose funeral?
I don't know the sucker's name. It was Klein 267, but I do remember that he was just a little bit late with his payment, so sweet daddy sent him a knife wreath saying R.I.P.
Oh, rest in peace?
No, return interest and principal. Now, on to some other business. Tight-lipped Mary told me your mama is out of town, so she can't be here to lay that guilt trip on me. So, boy, you better behave while I ask you a few questions, or else I'm gonna come down on you like gravy on grits. Right, boy? Wait a minute. Sweet daddy smelled chicken.
That's unusual, coming from a turkey.
That girl can't resist me.
Get your hands off me.
Oh, girl, let me taste your chicken.
Don't touch my food.
Come on,
just
a little bit. Just a little bit. Woo! That's a spicy. That chicken and OD'd on oregano.
Woo. Well, if I knew you were gonna come by, I would have thrown in a clove of arsenic.
Oh, sweetheart, you don't have to be so sweet with me now. Sweet daddy's already spoken for.
Yeah, just like that other dummy, Charlie McCarthy. Now, what are you doing around here? We don't owe you any more money.
I know. The magic is gone for my relationship.
Tough.
Mm. Hey, sweets, this can't be a social visit, can it?
Oh, no. Why not, JJ?
You mean it is?
No.
I didn't think so.
But sweet daddy is mad, and I am very offended that you don't think of me as just plain folk.
Well, sweets, it's tough to think of some people as plain folks. I mean, like Jack the Ripper, Attila the Hun, Darth Vader.
Don't you be calling me no dog waiter, boy.
Hey, hey, wait a minute. You let go, JJ.
Oh, my goodness. I sure hope she didn't get a diamond.
Penny, I'm shocked at you. Nice young ladies do not go around kicking other people.
Right on.
But a pointy-headed orangutan is cool with mama. Move, goons.
Well, now let's see, where was I? Oh, yes, JJ. JJ, my man, I've come over here to test the condition of your baby brown eyes. Now, I want you to look at this eye chart and tell me exactly what you see.
Two rubies, five emeralds.
Oh, wait a minute. Nah, not that.
Five cute little fingers.
Right. Now, watch this. Abracadabra. Now, you see this cute little fist? It's gonna help you see better.
It is?
Sure, because if you don't see things right, boy, I'm gonna give you a root canal job with your mouth closed. Oh, wiggle!
Sweets, I don't understand.
Yes, you know what I mean. See, someone told me that you were witness to an accident between a commercial conveyance and a set of private wheels, huh?
Oh, you mean when the caddy made an illegal U-turn and rammed the taxi?
Oh, wrong-a-reno, baby, wrong-a-reno. It looks like JJ's memory needs jogging.
Well, maybe we ought to take this little skinny dude's memory out in the alley and run it around the block a few times.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
I agree.
Now, come here, JJ. Let me ask you something. Are you familiar with the moon of my delight? I mean, the pearl that is beyond price. The queen of the ghetto, Miss Savannah Morgan.
Oh, yes, Savannah Morgan. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware that today is the anniversary of her birth?
Oh, well, in that case, I run right out and get her a card.
That will not be necessary, JJ, because Sweet Daddy is already taking care of that. Now I'm going to give you one guess what I got her.
A big pink hog.
moving right along. Now, can you tell me where that big pink hog was about an hour ago?
On Michigan Avenue.
Good boy, so good. It is so good. Now, JJ, me and you gonna play a game like, let's make a deal, but you ain't gonna get nothing, you understand? What you are gonna have, you can be able to keep a few valuable items like your nose on straight, all your teeth, and other vital parts of your anatomy. You dig me?
My total attitude is digness, sweet.
All right, now let's take this accident report one more time from the top. All right? And I reserve the right to just jump in and punch up the story, or you, when necessary. Stop.
Well, this big pink Cadillac was wheeling down Michigan Avenue, driven by one, the pearl of your delight, Miss Savannah Morgan.
Go on.
Driving at a moderate speed, observing all the current and future traffic laws. When suddenly, out of the night, a reckless taxi broadsided the Cadillac, leaving Miss Savannah Morgan clear of all charges, current and future.
I'll buy that. Y'all buy that, fellas? All right, so, brother, now you get to keep your teeth. One more thing, JJ. Just one more thing. If anybody comes around interested, like the police or the insurance company, that is going to be the story that you tell them, right?
Hey, but sweets, that ain't right. I mean, you're putting words in my mouth.
Well, JJ, let me tell you something. It's either that or knuckles. Hey, if it ain't the legal beagle. What's happening, Michael? You still trying to pass the bar?
Yeah, and when I do pass the bar, first thing I'm gonna do is put you in your hood behind bars.
All right.
I think you're gonna like Leavenworth in the springtime.
Yeah, it is quite lovely. Very lovely. Yeah. Child, brother. Little jive turkey.
JJ, what did he want?
Michael, isn't it possible Sweet Daddy could just stop by for a social discussion?
JJ, the only thing Sweet Daddy wants to discuss is your money or your life.
Michael, let me explain something to you. Slowly and carefully. Butt out.
Keith, what happened to your arm, man?
Oh, just a little accident.
Yeah. Would you believe it? His first day driving a cab.
Yeah, if the cab company thinks I'm responsible for the accident, my arm won't be the only part of me that's in a sling.
Keith, what cab company do you work for?
Windy City Cab Company.
The Windy City Cab Company?
Keith, where did the accident occur?
On Michigan Avenue. I was just driving through this intersection when suddenly, out of left field, you never guess what happened. I get broadsided.
By a big pink Cadillac?
Yeah. Now, how did he know?
Just a lucky guess.
Oh, that's great.
Man, you can save my job. I didn't even know I had a witness.
JJ said that it was all the other driver's fault.
Well, he's dead right.
Did you have to use a term like dead right?
Keith, I'm glad to hear you're in the clear.
Thank goodness.
Hey, wait a minute. Keith and JJ, since y'all related, the court is gonna get suspicious, so you better not let it sound like you put your heads together to come up with a story.
Keith, what are you gonna say?
That I was broadsided by this big pink car.
And, JJ, you just better not use the same words.
No, I'll say this taxi broadsided this big pink Cadillac. That way they won't think we put our heads together.
Are you crazy?
It must be.
JJ, I'm beginning to suspect you don't have a head. Your neck is just blowing a bubble.
JJ, look, why are you suddenly acting so dumb? 5 minutes ago, you said it was clearly the woman's fault.
Well, I don't know, Willona. I haven't been seeing that well lately. You know, I have been getting kind of nearsighted. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean, Thelma?
Nice try. food.
See, I know what your problem is, JJ. See, you were an incubator baby, and they turned the heat up to broil.
If you don't testify for him, he's gonna lose his job and he's gonna go down on his record. Come on, now.
Oh, well, Thelma, don't worry about it. There's plenty of other cab companies. Keith will get another job.
Oh, you know something? You are a real rat. A real double-crossing snake.
Well, at least I got two friends left.
JJ, not only are you a rat and a snake, but you can't count, brother.
Malona?
You're batting zero, honey. Now, why are you changing your story, JJ? Why?
Oh, come on, Malona. Get off my case. I mean, the acid could have been Keith's fault as well as Savannah's.
JJ, did you say Savannah?
I said Havana, like in Seagull.
No, you didn't, Turkey. I heard you. You said Savannah.
Why would I say Savannah? That's in Georgia. They don't make cigars there.
JJ, stop stalling. Now, everybody knows that Sweet Daddy's main lady is Savannah Morgan. She was driving that Cadillac, wasn't she?
So you changed your mind because Sweet Daddy threatened you, right?
Sweet Daddy threatened me? Nobody threatens me. Cause see, I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
And if you don't tell it right, you're gonna have to answer to me. Oh, come on, JJ, don't be frightened, man. Sweet Daddy's gonna protect you. All you got to do is say the right thing when the man from the insurance company comes here to take your testimony.
What man?
Evans residence?
That man.
I'm Mr. Miller. I represent the Windy City Cab Company. My stenographer.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am. Pleased to meet you. Why don't you have a seat? And here, sweetheart, let Sweet Daddy take this for you.
Who is James Evans, Jr.?
He is. Now, let's get on with all of this accident testimony while it's still fresh in my man's mind.
What are you doing here, you demented rainbow?
Boy, you out of order. Sergeant at arms, come over and subdue this loudmouth with a fat lip.
Hey, wait a minute now. Intimidating a witness is a criminal offense.
Oh, shucks. Go ahead, back fellas. Back off. Mr. Miller, you may proceed.
Thank you. As you know, this deposition is a statement under oath to be used in court. Perjury.
That's right, JJ. Perjury is punishable by 1 to 5 years in jail with a fine not to exceed $5,000.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mr. James Evans, Jr., please come forward.
Oh, I just remembered. I'm double parked.
Come here, boy. You ain't got no car.
Oh, my God. They must have towed it.
Mr. Evans, this won't take long.
1 to 5 years in the slammer.
Or 1 to 5 years in a coma.
Kindly raise your right hand. The other right hand.
Oh, it seems to be asleep.
Yo, JJ.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, half of God?
Yes. Well, it was a cold and rainy night. The wind was whistling, the dogs were howling, and the rain was pitter-pattering wet, and all of a sudden...
Yes, yes. Now, please, Mr. Evans, just the facts of the accident you witnessed involving Mr. Keith Anderson and a Miss, Savannah Morgan.
Savannah Morgan? She was driving the car? Oh, uh-huh. Now I see why you're here. Keith, do you see? Savannah Morgan is his lady.
And that's how they got JJ to change his story.
Oh, now I see.
Excuse me, can I speak to the witness for a second? Now, look, JJ, I've been easy on you one time. I don't expect Sweet Daddy to go through no type of rerun of my humble act, you understand? Now, if you don't say the right thing, I'm gonna come down on you three different ways. Long, hard, brother, and frequent. Mr. Miller, you may reiterate the last question.
Mr. Evans, are you ready to make a statement?
Yes, he is.
Well, this big pink caddy, driven by one Miss Savannah Morgan, was wheeling down Michigan Avenue. On the night in question, she was driving so bad it would have set the National Safety Council back 20 years. It was all Savannah's fault.
All right.
JJ.
Wait, just a minute. Now, is that all you got to say, boy? Is that all you're going to say to the man?
I just regret that I have but one body to give for my family.
Well, it's a skinny body, brother. Very skinny, but it's going to have to do. And there's two funerals in the same week. Fellas, let's get this supper.
Oh, so there you are, you penny-pinching, money-grabbing muckworm.
Savannah, baby.
Sheep, lion, two-faced, the tightwad.
Well, honey, your lips are moving, but you aren't saying anything.
Well, then sample this dum-dum. We are finished.
But baby, what did I do?
How dare you buy me a secondhand car for my birthday?
That chariot I got you was top of the line.
What line? A clothesline? The man at the garage, he told me that car had a rebuilt engine. It had a bent frame and three of the tires were recaps.
Okay, honey, can't we discuss this another time?
No, we can't discuss this no other time. I'm glad I hit that taxi. I never would have found out about all this.
Would you mind repeating that?
I said I never would have found out about all of this.
I mean, the first part.
I said, I'm glad I hit that taxi.
That poor little old innocent taxi.
Yeah, innocent. Thanks, sweetie.
Savannah, you are getting us in a lot of trouble with that big flapping mouth of yours.
Well, you can stop worrying about that sucker, because now I'm taking up with Big Elroy Mitchell, who promised me a genuine 1979 Maserati right off the showroom floor. And this time, I'm getting a bill of sale. So long, Mr. Slip. Get out of my way.
You see that?
Come on now. Don't be doing that. Wait. Don't be doing that. Miss, is that still on? Good. Well, take this down. First of all, Savannah Morgan never had no license. The woman blind in one eye and can't see out the other. Also, she got more tickets than the Chinese line. You got that?